And now from the Middle East to Africa, the nomads of Niger have not escaped the hunger crisis that has hit that West African nation. Up to a third of Niger's population remains nomadic. Most are traditional cattle herdsmen. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
A camel is a nomad's best friend in the desert. Or so say Niger's Tuareg and Peul, or Fulani herdsmen, who roam across sandy Sahara dunes to find pasture for their livestock, cows, sheep and goats. But food shortages in Niger have curtailed their wandering this year. Amadou Mamandouchi is a Bororo Peul leader and chairman of a local association of herders and farmers based in Dakoro, an arid central region of Niger. He outlined some of their problems.
Really, honestly speaking, the situation is worse, specifically for nomads, because nomads are just facing two problems, because them themselves as human beings, they are facing the crisis, and their animals are facing the crisis too. So the nomads are living two crises.
Further east of Dakoro, at the nomadic settlement of Zurare, Amadou Abou lamented as he looked back at the reasons behind the current hardship: drought, poor rains, and an invasion of locusts in Niger last year.
The locusts arrived right at the moment we were preparing the harvest at the end of September. They destroyed everything, gobbled up everything. We'd never seen anything like it before. They came from the north, out of the blue, one fine morning. A mighty yellow cloud of locusts just descended on us. They obliterated everything. You couldn't see a thing. They were everywhere, in the grass, in the trees, on the ground, everywhere.
Vegetation is sparse in Zurare, but the Tuareg and Fulani Peul nomads have planted millet and sorghum nearby as a buffer against another bad year. Among the women and children in this group, you don't see pin-thin babies, evidence of severe malnutrition and starvation, as you see in many other parts of Niger. We humans are going hungry, but we've just about survived, says Amadou Abou, adding that their livestock, their livelihood, fared much worse.
I've been lucky, and my camels didn't perish, but the cattle really suffered, and those who had sheep and goats. But especially the cow herders have lost almost all their animals to starvation.
Turbaned nomadic herdsmen and eagle-eyed women in brightly colored cloths watch over food distribution in Zurare by the charity Oxfam. In consultation with the nomads themselves, Oxfam is running a voucher payment for work scheme in this area. Spokesman Louis Bélanger says it's to give the nomads back some dignity during this hunger crisis. And Oxfam's buying some of their cattle. Bélanger said the average cow used to sell for $120, but the market's now flooded and prices have plummeted, with cows going for as little as $10. Oxfam's paying $80 to $90 a head.
For herdsmen, it's heartbreaking. Very often they grow very little or nothing, and their herd, their animal, cows, bull, sheep, etc., it's their life. It's for an American person, it's his insurance policy, it's his mortgage, it's his bank account. So if you lose that, you've got nothing. So these people are in a terrible situation right now.
So far, more than 10,000 nomads have benefited from Oxfam's Community Work for Food program. But it can be personally painful for the nomads who have to clear away the corpses of their precious animals that starve to death. Despair led one herdsman to kill himself by diving into a well, we're told. Another slit his throat. These children in Zurare still have enough energy to play. But their parents know that youngsters in other nomadic communities have perished from hunger. And they're praying for continued good rains in Niger until harvest time, so that both they and their animals will have food to eat. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.